You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
There's a free chance to try blind baseball in Wrexham and Cardiff this summer with the Royal Society for Blind Children and Blind Baseball Cymru. I'm joined now by Holly Ireland, Director and Head Coach at Blind Baseball Cymru. Holly, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, Holly, tell us what you've got planned for the Give It A Go Days in Wrexham on July the 19th and Cardiff on August the 23rd.
Well, in July, we're going to be in Wrexham providing some a taster day for young people aged 7 to 25. And it's a family day, so we really encourage the family to come out, and everybody has a real enjoyable day, sort of seeing what it's like to hit a baseball, seeing what it's like to find the baseball, and having a go at free running, because in the game, of course, you get to run to a sound with no obstacles and nothing to worry about. You just get to run freely. It's quite liberating. I mean, I say that I myself am not visually impaired. I'm just taking what we hear from participants who have tried it and loved it. So we'll have just a fun afternoon of trying the different skills. If we get enough participants, we'll put a game together and just let everybody have fun. The last hour of the day will be more of a social chat, tea and biscuits, just developing a community atmosphere for people to just have an enjoyable afternoon.
And how did the partnership between Blind Baseball Cymru and the RSBC come about?
We have been trying really hard to get some sites further outside of Cardiff in Wales, one of the sites being Wrexham, where a group of goalball players meet up. So we thought, well, you know, we could expand on that offering. And it was Marcus, one of the sport development people up in the north, that hooked us up with the Royal Society for Blind Children. And they reached out right away and said, oh, we'd love to have something for our participants. And I said, well, we'd love to give something to your for participants. That would be an amazing partnership. So it just hooked together quite well. So we're really grateful for Marcus hooking us up like that.
It's not often you get such a wide range of ages playing a sport together. What is it about blind baseball that makes it so inclusive?
Baseball is really a great sport that is the perfect combination of a team sport and an individual sport, because you are playing as a team, but a lot of the positions, and in particular the batting, is a real individual type thing. And it is a really, really inclusive sport. And blind baseball goes that bit further. We actually, as a country, don't limit it to just the visually impaired. There are people in the Blind Baseball League who aren't visually impaired, but they do have a disability. And so we modify the game so that they get to play. So the fact that you as a batter, all you need to do is hit the ball and then you just need to run, that means anyone can do it. In fact, you don't even really need to run. If you are a person who can't run, you can have a runner for you. So you could be hitting the ball and then someone else would do the running. That combined with the fact that, yes, you're in the field with your teammates, but you are in charge of your patch of grass, you know, your patch of the field. It means that, you know, anybody could be out there. And the ball itself, you know, we talk about hitting the ball with a bat, but by the time it makes it out to the field, it's traveling at a rate that is not dangerous at all. And with blind baseball, our primary concern is the safety of the players.
And what do people say once they've tried blind baseball for the first time? Is it easy to pick up?
What we're hearing from people that try it out is they love it, and when can we do this again? And that's what we are working on, is getting more opportunities out there. I mean, there's nothing better than smacking the heck out of a ball and making it travel far. So it's really satisfying to make those hits. And trying to find the ball that's traveling with a bell in it, that actually is also quite fun. It sounds like, oh, how does that even happen? But actually, people that are experiencing it really, really enjoy it.
And this event is aimed at young people who might not have played blind baseball before, but you also work with people who are playing blind baseball regularly across Wales, Holly. How are things going at the moment?
We've got some days coming up ahead. I think that the next 3 weekends, I think we've got training in both Cardiff and Swansea. So it's been great because we started with a team in Swansea, and now we've got a team in Swansea and Cardiff. We're hoping with the day that's in Wrexham on the 19th, produces a team, and then we can get all three teams playing. It's just a fantastic time for the sport. It's growing and growing and growing, and not just in Wales. The whole nation is having an embiggening of the sport, if you like. There's a lot of teams up north over by Manchester and Sheffield, and we are trying to get more teams going down here in the south.
Well, where's the best place to find more information on the free Give It A Go days in Wrexham on Saturday, the 19th of July, and in Cardiff on Saturday, the 23rd of August? And of course, more information on the work of Blind Baseball Cymru.
We are on Facebook, B4B Cymru. We have a website which is blindbaseballwales.wordpress.com. We're also on Twitter, B4B Cymru. So all those are resources for information.
Well, we wish you the very best for both of those Give It A Go days. Holly Ireland, Director and Head Coach at Blind Baseball Cymru, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.